Blog Talk Radio.
Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few. I hope, indeed I pray, that we shall not be found unworthy of our victory if after toil and tribulation it is granted to us. For the rest, we have to gain the victory. That is our task.
Let us therefore brace ourselves to our duties, and so bear ourselves that if the British Empire and its commonwealths last for 1,000 years, men will still say, this was their finest hour.
We shall not fail or falter, we shall not weaken or tire. Neither the sudden shock of battle nor the long-drawn trials of vigilance and exertion will wear us down. Give us the tools, and we will finish the job.
We shall go on to the end. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
We'll be right back.
a land of confusion, of course, by the great Phil Collins and Genesis. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the English Defence League radio show, broadcasting live on blogtalkradio.com. The English Defence League radio show, the truth and the voice of the EDL. And once again, I've got to thank Dave for the great slides. And, of course, the great script tonight. Just a footnote for tonight's show. Unfortunately, Mr. Alex Clowes can't be joining us tonight. He's got some internet issues, which hopefully he'll be sorting out before the end of the week, and we'll have him on next week. So, anyway, just to let you know, this show tonight is called the English Defence League Radio Show Spring Cleaning. There you go, guys. Welcome to the English Defence League radio show with your host, Jeff Spider Mitchell. And my wingman for this evening is Dave Agador Milner. Tonight, we will be discussing items of interest as musician and friend of our program, Mr. Alex Clowes of Alex and the Bandits, joins us. As I just said, it's a footnote. Our topics will be relevant to a fight for civilization, but we are taking time to cover some events and issues from the spring. We will sweep out the lies from the cowards in power and let the light of truth shine in, as always, for you, our great listeners. No surrender ever. And all that is necessary for evil to prevail is that good men do nothing. And, of course, that was by the late, great Edmund Burke back in the 1770s, believe it or not. And those who make peaceful revolution impossible will make violent revolution inevitable. And, of course, that was by the late, great President John F. Kennedy. So without further ado, let me bring on my friend, my colleague, from across the pond in Vermont, is Mr. Dave Agador Milner. Good evening, my friend, and to the great United States of America and the global patriots across the world. We know you're listening, guys. So, Dave, up to you, brother. Good to have you here this evening. Thank you.
Jeff, it's good to be here. And we also want to, of course, greet everyone, all of our listeners off of Earth. We know we have many. People, you guys should be very happy that Jeff is joining us this evening, because the what we call in the United States is soccer, but over there in the UK, the football finals are today, and Jeff is making a tremendous sacrifice by being here and missing some of the ultimate games. So, big kudos to you, Jeff.
They're all done and dusted, brother. They're all done and dusted.
All right.
Give you an heads up.
All right. Okay, man. Well, good. See, but there are Americans who just completely zone out when it comes to, say, Super Bowl Sunday. But
yes,
Jeff
course.
Did not do that. He did not do that. He's here with us.
No, the show's got to go on, Dave, isn't it? We have a show to do, my friend and colleague Dave and myself, and the show has got to go on, as always. Back to you, Dave.
Oh, yeah, you bet, man, you bet. And now Alex Clowes can't be with us tonight because of internet issues, yes, but we do have a late visitor that has asked to come on, and we're going to kind of bat ball around with the stories that we have, and we have several with this guy. And we're also going to do just a little tribute to Alex, just to let us know or let you know that we're thinking of you. But Jeff, if you're ready, I'm going to bring this gentleman on. But first, before that, would you like to check the chat room to see if there's anybody in with us today?
Let's have a look, Dave. It's all quiet at the moment. It's all quiet on the southern front, Dave. So without further ado, let me bring on this fine gentleman that you brought in the show this evening. And I look forward to batting ball with this great guy. Back to you, Dave.
All right. All right. Well, just to let everybody know, if you want to get into the chat room that we have here, we podcast live here Sundays at 8:30 p.m. in the U.K. That's 3:30 p.m. Eastern in the United States. Just go to blogtalkradio.com. Look for the white top center search box. Type in English Defense League Radio. Follow the links, and you'll get to our live page. If you're registered with Blog Talk Radio, you can get in there into the chat. Jeff will give you a shout out, talk to you a bit, and that kind of thing. But let's bring on a friend to me and a very, very interesting dude here. Guys, Jeff and listeners, this is Mr. Kaiser Schuff. Kaiser, welcome to the English Defense League Radio Show.
Hey, how's it going, Dave and Jeff? How are you guys doing?
Great, man. Kaiser. It's lovely to hear your voice. Dave's talked a lot about you, brother. I've been looking forward to having a chat with your brother. I hope you're keeping well, my dear friend.
Oh, of course, my brother. And I'll tell you this. Hopefully you guys on the across the pond, who I have many friends from, hopefully you'll forgive our little insurrection. And you know what I'm saying, man. So I'm just trying to appeal to both audiences. And the point is, I want to hear your guys' points. I can, and Dave probably has already told you, I can speak to probably anything you guys want to talk to, and I'll mute myself when, you know, like right now, I have nothing else to say.
Now, how's that for a guest, Jeff? Most of them don't even do that. Well,
no,
guys,
that's pretty
guys.
I like that. I like the dude already, Dave. I like it. He's
got
a bit of a zing about him. Yeah, back to you, Dave.
All right. Well, he is, by the way, if you want to find him, he's Swordpoint 9. All right. And that's on YouTube. I don't know if it's on other media. Hopefully it is, Kaiser, because you got to get out of the YouTube plantation as well, brother. But he does a show called Kaiser's Castle. He's done a few shows with me, and they've been fairly well received. Guys, check out Kaiser. Man has many interesting points about issues surrounding the world. Now, one of the reasons that Alex Klaus, our good friend, couldn't be with us is because he's looking after his very good friend and wonderful soulmate, Nicola. Alex, we're thinking of you, and we're raising up Nicola in prayer because she's dealing with an issue of health. And Jeff told me about this yesterday, and in scanning around for stories, I just happened across this because this came from Yahoo, quote-unquote, news. This one here was written by Nicole Pager, P-A-J-E-R, who's on assignment from the Huffington Post. So you can guess how slanted this story is going to be. But this story confirms things that we've been telling you guys for the past year. All right, the headline here is 11 health issues doctors are seeing more of, now they say here, due to the COVID-19 pandemic. I say, personally, it's due to the lockdowns. All right, now, I'm not going to read all 11 of these, but just to give you an idea of what HuffPo's priorities are here, it starts, the first issue they talk about is eye strain. That's the first issue they talk about. That's the number one issue. Almost all of these are basically stress-related. The final issue they talk about, the number 11 issue, is cancer. Now, Kaiser knows about this, and Jeff, of course, you and the people who listen to the show know that we lost a very good friend of ours, Mary Brockman, due to cancer. And so many people have stayed away from getting their cancer screenings and things of that nature because of all of the lies that they've been told about what's turned out now to be just a bad flu. They've been told that it's Captain Trips. They've been told that it's the Andromeda strain. It's neither one of those things. But now the pain is coming back in force, and it's got to be said that that this is going to be a horrible, there's going to be a horrible health tsunami with some of this. And I want to open this up first for a comment to our guest, Kaiser. Would you like to comment on this story and the fact that, that they're only now coming out with this?
Oh, I'm not shocked. They had to get, it's nothing more than what they did, I hate to say this, with Nigel Farage and Brexit, putting everything off. And Dave, Jeff, you probably don't know this. Me and Dave have talked about this on my different shows. And we'll talk about that at the end of the program, but or whenever you guys want me to leave. But the point is, it was to delay. And I've always said, and Dave heard me say this, when Trump got elected, he is delaying what they want. And this is a very clear and present thing that I think most people in the West, and I mean the West, and I honestly have to say another thing. This may be a point where the East saves the West, because they went through communism. We're looking at communism now, cultural Marxism, Maoist Stasi type. When they say deplatforming, just think of the Stasi tactic, just look at the movie, the documentary, In the Lives of Others. And it was called, not deplatforming, disintegration. What that meant was they disintegrated you from society. And the other thing that I'll say is I'll point to George H.W. Bush's comment. Everybody says Clinton started political correctness. No, George H.W. Bush's speech spoke about the 1,000 points of light. Remember that speech? And he said we needed a kinder, gentler, more politically correct society. That is where this stems from. And it goes both left and right. It's neocon or neo-progressive. I'm a classical liberal. Dave knows this. I say it all the time. A classical liberal like Jeffersonian liberalism. In England, I know you guys all look at a liberal as a liberal, i.e. somebody who is a socialist, but that's not the case. A classical liberal looks at all the facts, and the problem is nobody looked at the facts. Fauci even lied. And it's being proved out now that he helped fund the Wuhan Institute, where this shit came from that we're all dealing with. I hope we're not on air somewhere that you have to dump that. Sorry about that.
That's okay, brother. That's okay. No, Will said, I mean, we talk about political correctness, and we've been talking about this basically since I've been doing these shows from way back. You know, this year, we've been doing this show over 9 years, and it seems every step of the way, we've had to talk about the political correctness that's destroying our civilization as we know it. And it is true, all these points that's made, it all comes down to some form of political correction. It is a destruction of our whole lifestyles, the way that you're not allowed to say this, you're not allowed to say that, you're being impolitically correct, and, you know, they can put people in prison for it as well, especially in the United Kingdom. We've had other friends of mine being put in prison for speaking their mind. We've had people die in prison because of speaking their mind and stepping up and doing what's right. But this, as I say, we do live in the most extraordinary times, Kaiser. which extraordinary. I mean, you look at 1984, the film, and I'd never believe when I watched that film many, many years ago that I would be living in a utopian type of 1984 up to speed. It's just, it's baffling. Can I pass this to Dave? What are your thoughts? How do you feel about it? Because we've talked about political correctness as long as I've known you, brother, as long as you've been a part of this show, haven't we?
Well, yeah, we have. And, we'll definitely have time to talk about it other times. But political correctness was definitely used during this Wuhan lie the whole time that we were all being told that this was the curse, okay, you know, the worse than the Black Death, all those things. All right, we've been lied to this whole time. And they used political correctness to do it. And a good example, the same Fauci who said that it was not necessary to quarantine travel from Africa during the Ebola outbreak, he was the same one that wanted to lock everything down for this bad flu. And I'll have some more to talk about with that in a moment. But right now, I want to go ahead and hit one of Alex's songs. Jeff, I'm terribly sorry, but we don't have the song that you wanted in here. I don't know why. I don't believe that I erased it. But at any rate, we do have another one, which I like quite a bit. if you're ready,
it's
if both of you fellows are ready.
Dave, isn't it? If Dave likes it, ladies and gentlemen, and Kaiser, it's got to be good. So go ahead with it, Dave. Brother.
It's one of my favorites. I think Coming Down the Road may only be my other favorite, but Alex Clowes of Alex and the Bandits, this is to let you know that we're thinking about you, and especially we're thinking about Nicola.
Okay.
Raising both you guys up in our prayers. Guys, this is going to be 3 minutes and 34 seconds long. And for you guys in not only in the United States but in other countries, check out the words in this. I think this is a good one. You're listening to the English Defense League Radio Show.
Well done, Alex.
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
Good stuff. I love punk rock.
Man, you've got to...
like that, Kaiser. That's our mate, Alex Clouser. And he does, we got other tunes that he does. And as I say, now he's part of that team, you know. Well, we should have been with us this week, shouldn't he, Dave? But he's got a lot of great views. The only trouble, his views are classed as dangerous to the Facebook wallers out there, Kaiser. And we are classed as dangerous. So you coming to this show, Kaiser, you're classed as a dangerous man now because you're associating with dangerous people like me and Dave. And Alex. Is that right, Dave?
Yeah, it is right. And that, by the way, Kaiser, for your own listeners, if you decide to put any of this on there, on your show, that's Alex and the Bandits. And those guys really know how to blast out the truth. Now that the system's up in smoke, now that democracy's a joke, that's going on all over the world, and part of that is because has been helped by this Wuhan virus lie that's gone on, guys. It has brainwashed so many people into staying indoors, and it has really done a number trying to cripple the freedom movements that have gone on around the world, which I know that both you, Jeff, and you yourself, Kaiser, have been monitoring. I guess it started up really about 2015, and it just kept moving on, and it kept getting bigger and bigger, and it made the globalists more and more nervous. Now, even when, for instance, over here in the United States, we've been told that it's safe to take the masks off outside, and it's safe to if you're vaccinated, it's safe to not use masks in businesses and everything. There are some towns, and guys, I'd appreciate it if you give me a few moments here, because it's my town that this is happening in. There are some cities that are still into the gaslighting, and one of those is Burlington, Vermont. This is where I live. Now, our city council here has had a meeting, and the mayor wanted to open the city up. He wanted to say, okay, you can, if you're vaccinated, you don't need the mask inside a business. And the rest of our city council, you know, this, they might as well call themselves Oscar Mayer, because it's a big pack of wieners, overruled the mayor and said, no, we're going to keep the mandate in place, and they're going to meet again on June the 7th. And I have a quick message for my city council, and Kaiser, I'll turn it over to you as our guest afterwards to address this bit. The message is clear. You guys lied to us for over a year, and you helped with brilliant strokes like making sure there are only 74 police officers for a city of 43,000 and supporting BLM and other terrorist groups. And you created the gods, the demigods, your gods in D.C. Right? Well, guess what? Your gods in D.C. have now told you that it's safe for people to unmask, quote-unquote, if they're vaccinated. You've been given your orders by the gods that you created. So kneel before Zod, you plebes, and do as Fauci said. Do what you're told. Now, Kaiser, over to you.
Well, I'll jump on it real quick. It's the gods of copybook headings. I mean, everybody can look up that poem. That's a for real thing. And with terror and slaughter return. This is a cycle. We have seen this many times in this big blue marble. And it's always the same. You know, and it's always done by, I hate to say this, you know, when I say a classical liberal, I hope you understand on the English side what that means. It's not a progressive. A progressive is a communist, okay? A classical liberal is somebody who's Jeffersonian in America. And that meant you took all facts, you weighed them, and you came out on the side of the facts. Well, the facts early on where this was a plandemic. It was built by China. We know where this came from. Wuhan, the Wuhan Institute. We know now, a matter of fact, they didn't even pull down my Facebook post. This will make you laugh, both of you, because I know one of you have been banned. I don't know about you, Jeff.
I'm still on there, but I lost 1,600 of my EDL friends. There was a great purge, wasn't it, at the time, but I come back because of family, friends, and I've got quite a few people back again, but I lost over 1,600, though, Kaiser. Back to you, bro.
Well, the same woman who came out and blew the whistle on it, Chinese woman, they called her a conspiracy theorist, and she's Chinese, and worked there, and said they were weaponizing this. And she got back on Tucker Carlson. I posted it again. And they didn't pull it down now. So it was a plandemic, and it was done for purpose. It's something I saw Nigel Farage with an interview. It was in late May, if memory serves, with, why am I mind dumping his name? Dave Rubin. And Dave Rubin was talking to him, and Nigel Farage says, they did this to Brexit. It's the same thing. It's about, and that's why I said when we opened up, I was like, all Trump did was buy time. And it's honestly the same thing that I believe Trump did for us. And Dave and I, after Trump got elected, I believe we did a show on either your podcast or mine, and I've always said he's buying time. And, Dave, jump into this, brother.
Okay, yeah, sorry about that.
Well,
I had an issue over here, but that's all right, yeah. Okay, I'll jump into it. This was a plandemic, a scamdemic, whatever you want to call it. But it just shows you the story that I have over here from Burlington. It just shows you the depth with which the globalists were able to brainwash people. They were even able to brainwash people so well that now the lefties in the Burlington, Vermont City Council don't even want to obey their masters in D.C. They're that afraid. And I want to put out one other thing before I turn it over to Jeff for comment. Now, one of the arguments for keeping the masks on is people saying, well, I don't want to take my mask off until the Wuhan virus is 100% defeated. Okay. Genius, whoever says that, all right? No, this is science now. No coronavirus that has ever existed has ever been 100% eradicated. It hasn't happened in the entire history of man, and it will never happen. So get the hell over yourself, Jeff. Go ahead, brother.
I agree with you, Dave. Let's be honest about the fact the reason why they want to keep it as they want to keep it, with people still wearing masks, this, that, and the other across your city there, Dave, is because they're still making a lot of money out of it, aren't they? Most of them are. It's all been about the green stuff, the money, and we've always known, right from the off, we knew it was a big scam. It always has been a scam. It will continue to be a scam, even though people are falling over backwards to have the inoculations. I won't. I refuse to. It goes against my beliefs and my religion. That's what I tell them if they try to push me for it. It goes against my religion. And that's exactly what's happening in Vermont, Dave. Sadly, you've got a council that the councils are no different from your side of the world to this side of the world. They're all corrupt and totally evil with it, Dave. We know what they're like, and it's the way they've always been about. But I feel for you, Dave. But understand, we've got our own councils in Ipswich who've done exactly the same. You know, they are corrupt beyond belief, believe it or not, because they're all making serious money out of these things. That's what I think we, myself, you, Dave, and Kaiser, we know what they're doing and what they continue to do. And until we state enough's enough, we don't believe your lies, your misconception and all this. And people are dying in their homes with mental problems. People, a young kid the other week threw himself off the bridge where I live, not too far, Dave. 17 years old, because of all the stress and the worry that's been put upon them like that. This is what happens. They're killing our kids. And you know, some kids just can't, they don't understand it. They've got mental health issues. They've got no one to check them out. And they end up committing suicide. Dave Kaiser, it is totally evil what they've been doing to our young people. Back to you guys.
Yeah, you're right, Jeff. It is. Go ahead, Kaiser.
I'll tell you this. I have to tell you this, Jeff and Dave. This is true. This is child abuse, what we're doing to our young children. This actually, you know, everybody wants a social signal. They want to be like, oh, look how pure I am. I have to keep my son. This is not a bullshit story. This actually happened somewhere. I heard it a couple days ago. A woman actually posted this on Facebook. She was upset that her son was, I believe it was a son, put in a separate room because she was told he went to school. So he had to segregate in a separate room for 14 days, and he's crying. He's a little kid. I think he was like 5-6 years old. Think about this abuse. Kindergarten, first grade. I don't know how you guys in England call these grades, but it's basically 5-6 years old.
They're children.
And
there's
still
babies, aren't they? Kaiser and Dave. And it breaks your heart, doesn't it? It breaks your heart to think that they can mistreat children like that. I don't think they really care. These people, these evil people, they don't care. As long as they've got power and they will enforce the power on people, whatever. And it's, as you say, it's the kids that suffer. We've been talking about the kids suffering in this country for years of what's been going on across this country. It's unbelievable. But you start talking about it and your class is being bigoted, racist, because you talk about the issues. But I, and the same as you, Kaiser, and the same as Dave, I'll continue to speak out because there's lots of kids across the country that's been affected, not just by Wuhan, but what's been going on and the way the governments have let it and ignored what's going on. Rape, jihad going across this country. Big time. Big time. And we're talking about a million kids. Think of that, Kaiser. We talk about things going on. But this is, we've got facts, cold hard facts, what's been going on in this country. Not only with this Wuhan, but the way, they must excuse me, by the way, that's my parrot, she's on one. But Dave, let me pass back to you because she's thrown me quite a while thinking.
Yeah, Kaiser. That's Charlie. Charlie is our executive producer. Now, fellas, we've got a whole lot of stuff that we need to cover here, and I'd like to swing over to Israel. We're not going to talk about that a whole lot in this program, but I think we do have to address it because this show is in support of Israel. We are in support of the Jewish state. We stand with Israel, and we stand against Mohammedan aggression, not only against Israel, but around the world. But people need to know that now, of course, we've had attacks against Jewish people here in the United States. Kaiser, I know you've heard of this. And there have been attacks against Jewish people in Israel, UK, or rather in the UK and in Europe, places like that. I'm going to play just a small thing here. Okay, this will be a minute and a half long. This happened on the 20th. Right. This is a Mohammedan talking about the Mohammedan support for jihad against Israel. And this will give you guys an idea of the solidarity that Mohammedans feel when it comes to anti-Semitism. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and play this, and then Kaiser, I'll get comment from you, then Jeff, of course. You guys are listening to the English Defense League radio show. Check this out.
The reason why we are here, because we are Muslim. Inna mal mu'minuna ikhwa. Those brothers in Palestine, they're our brothers. That's our blood. Our war is one. Our deen is one. Our Rasul is one. The solution, very simple. Jihad fi sabilillah. We have armies. We have tanks. We have soldiers. What are they waiting for? Oh, yeah, if this goes out to the Muslim armies, what are you waiting for? Jihad is responsibility on you. Wipe out that Zionist entity. How dare they occupy the Salah? How dare they? How dare they? Have you got no honor in you? The Muslim youth here, we, the Muslims in the West, we are with you. We make dua for you. Make jihad fi sabilillah. Remove the Zionists. You have these armies and tanks. What for? Remove them, and we'll make dua for you, inshallah. Very soon, you will see this Ummah's response very soon when we remove these dictators, these tyrants, and we replace another Hazrat Umar, and we will send you another Salahuddin, and you Zionist entity will be no more. We don't fear anyone but Allah. We don't fear the United Nations, British government. We don't give a damn. We only fear Allah. Jihad, peace to be to Allah, by the armies. I hope you know, brother, broadcaster.
And that's your peaceful Muslims for you. Welcome back to the English Defense League Radio Show with host Jeff Spider Mitchell. And, of course, our special guest, Kaiser Schuff of Kaiser's Castle. Kaiser, would you like to comment on what you just heard, brother?
Oh, yeah, man. You remember, I speak Arabic. Although I'm half Italian, half German, after the Cold War, I didn't have to speak German anymore. I had to learn Arabic. And during the Gulf War, actually, for survival. But the interesting thing to me, okay, anybody listening who's in the Mediterranean will know I said in Arabic, and Enafe Kalam, Edirbi, means I speak Arabic. Okay, it's classical Arabic. I understand what they're saying. It's Sykes-Picot kind of stuff, okay? A lot of people don't even understand the way they twist this shit. And one of my heroes, I have to say, is Lawrence of Arabia. He banded the Arabian tribes together at one point during the First World War. I think we made many mistakes in the West with the Near East, and I say Near East instead of the Mideast, because the Near East is what England calls it, okay? During the Gulf War, I worked with British people, many of them, soldiers, let me rephrase this. I was a Marine at that time. It boggles my mind that. Here's the thing. I found Europeans to be more traveled, and honestly, college teaches you something. But it's only through travel that you find out reality. You know, all cultures aren't the same. They are not the same. And I hope this doesn't blow up the spot, but what I will say is, them going against Israel, okay, that's what they did. And it's because they see a weak horse. Osama bin Laden said this shit. Everybody can smell a weak horse, and they will never bet on it. They want the strong horse. Well, guess what? We have an incompetent in America. And they're going to assume the rest, the West will follow, because that is pretty much how it runs now. And honestly, Jeff and Dave, you guys run with that, but I truly believe we didn't have this under Trump. Obviously, something else is fucked up.
Well, yeah, you're right. Jeff, go ahead, brother, please.
Sorry, Dave. No, I was just agreeing basically with Kaiser, the way that he's looking at things. The thing that I will say is what I've always said about these people. They hate the Jews with a vigor. It's been, I think, in their charter, Kaiser, we won't leave one Jew standing. Any Jew behind a tree, kill them. That's what the Hamas charter tells them. And this is what the United Nations was trying to defend, talking about people that wants to kill every man, every single woman, and every child because they're Jewish. It is evil. It always will be evil, no matter what people say. You can't make excuses for people that hate on people, would kill the children, kill the women and the men because they want them dead. Because not one Jew should be allowed to stand. That is the way that Hamas will always be. It'll always stay like that. And it doesn't matter what the rest of the world says. But the Jewish people, Israel, has a serious fight on its hands. And basically, the way that they take the fight to these people, total respect. That's something I will say, that what happened during the airstrikes is something that, even though I shouldn't smile, but I did, they took down this high-rise building. Well, just to let you know, Kaiser, and our listeners out there, this building housed Al Jazeera, and of course there was the BBC. The BBC had its offices there as well, and all the others there. And of course being funded by Hamas themselves. So when it came down, I smiled. And to the world, yes, I smiled. To see that building get brought down with knowing that the BBC was on board of it. The scum of the world, they are. They never used to be, but they really are now. Back to you, Dave and Kaiser.
All right. Well, you know, Jeff, and Hamas was in that building, by the way. So, and I want to say the audio that I played earlier came from a Twitter post from the deputy editor of the Jewish Chronicle. That's a good paper to read if you want to find out some stuff going on in Israel, as well as the Jerusalem Post, which I want to just say to you guys, you know, we're not going to do the whole show on this because we've got a bunch of stuff to cover. But one of the things that I've seen in the Jerusalem Post is that you know, the ceasefire, there are already protests from the Mohammedans about there being a ceasefire. They don't want a ceasefire. They want they want the Jewish state wiped out. Just what that Mohammedan from the UK talked about. And again, I have great respect for Benjamin Netanyahu. He does not want the Gazan Arabs, I refuse to call them Palestinians, to get any reward for these terroristic acts. And you notice, guys, that the rockets began flying into Israel during their time of Ramadan, which, frankly, I missed. I expected it to start in June, but it actually, excuse me, guys, it actually started on April the 12th, and it ended, of course, on May the 11th, just before we came back. But this is how Mohammedans celebrate Ramadan, by terroristic acts, and it definitely is something that they did again. And as I said, I know Jeff agrees, This show stands with Israel, with the Israeli people, and so does the Unpleasant Blind Guy. Kaiser, do you have any other comment before we move on to the next thing, brother?
The only thing I have to say is I agree with both of you. And the other thing I'll say is it's not – here's what I do know. Because it's so interesting. I worked in two countries. And a matter of fact, Trump got other countries. Like Saudi Arabia, I never would have expected that. And Dubai, UAE, to sign treaties, okay? I never would have expected that at all. But I know in Iraq and Afghanistan, I have found there's always a Jewish area. You know, that's what they call the thing. And those people will play like they're Arabs, right? Or like in Afghanistan, just Afghanis, right? But they still have their fundamental beliefs. And that's why I tell everybody, everything's local. Because if you stand with your local people, you have solidarity. You have a force. As long as you have guns. Once they disarm you, you have nothing. And that's my problem with it, because they would resist both the Taliban. We can see this in Panjshir, too. This goes back to the 80s. This is institutional memory, and I'm sure everybody's getting bored. So anyways, the point is, you have people that will stand, but it's a matter of who will back them. And that's a major problem to me, because once you see a weak horse, and of course, when we have a president that can't even spend a couple hours in office every day, we have a problem here. And that's all I'll say.
Well, that's a great point, Kaiser. It is, but I have to say, what surprised me, and what angered a lot of people on the left, was not only that Biden over here said that Israel has a right to defend itself, but he then went and sold them weapons. Made a big weapon test.
Yep.
So, hey, you know, sometimes, fellas, that dementia stuff actually works in our favor. Who knew? Right, Jeff?
I agree that, well, there's something behind it, that he's got no choice but to sell the weaponry. And it's not so much weaponry as the Iron Dome needs replenishing. And if it wasn't for the Iron Dome, and it was protecting, 90 of those missiles was coming in was killed by the dome. Right, it was magic. Well, the way they did that and protected the people, very good money put in a right position. I mean, in fact, even though there was 12 people that died, and two wasn't Israelis, in fact, believe it or not, but, you know, out of all the people that could have been, I'm sorry, Kaiser, I just want to say that the Iron Dome has been one of the greatest assets that Israel possesses when they've been in this conflict with the evil ones out there. Back to you, Kaiser. I know you wanted to comment. Come back, brother.
I said it could have been thousands, brother. And the other thing that I'll say is they're lucky. But I do believe, okay, remember Revelation. I can't remember the name of the two programs that I saw, one in the 70s, one in, I think, the late 90s, maybe early 2000s. No, it wouldn't have been early 2000s. Late 90s. And it was about the rapture and all that stuff, right?
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
And the interesting thing is, when you look at those movies, and just like earlier, Dave brought up Orwell, and they brought up, you know, a bunch of things that I could bounce on, but I don't want to. Different books. Those weren't guidebooks like 1984 or Animal Farm, okay? But we have allowed, this is something, this is why I said the East may save the West. And what I mean by that is that the East went through communism. Notice who's not locking down. Russia, Hungary, Uzbekistan, Azerbaijan, all those countries aren't locking down because they know there's something called, you know, a group. When everybody gets together, there's group. I'm mind dumping it now. Damn it. Anyways, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. And before we move on, I'll just make one other comment. I'm very proud, Kaiser, of the Visegrad countries and how they have stood and supported Israel when many of the European countries pretty much have not. In fact, a lot of people don't know this, but the Israeli flag last week flew over the Czech Republic's foreign ministry, and that would be equivalent to... that would be equivalent to the Israeli flag flying over the State Department here in the United States, you know, or the Foreign Office in the UK. All right. Kaiser is dead on. This is why these countries, these Visegrad countries, Slovenia, the Czech Republic, and Hungary, especially Hungary, have all resisted the influx of the Mohammedans. They know what terror is like, and they're not having any of it. And you're right, Kaiser. That could very well be the focus of freedom. At least it is right now in our modern world. And, guys, I'm going to get into another thing here because we're moving. The clock is ticking. All right. Now, all the time, every time someone brings up the excesses of Islam, it's met by a certain segment, again, drawing on political correctness, who say, well, you just don't like brown people, and that's why you're against Islam. Well, Jeff, if you... Yeah, exactly. Jeff, if you'd like to check the chat, I've got a story from Breitbart.
Yeah, I just said that a second ago, bruv, when you was, started begin talking there. Yeah, it's all quiet. It's quiet on the southern front at the moment.
Okay. All right. Well, that can get lively any moment. But, guys, I'm going to go ahead and play this one. This is from Breitbart, and this is part of the reason, Kaiser, why we called this show Spring Cleaning. We've had a few stories that we really wanted to do, but we just haven't been able to get to. All right. This one, check this out. This is 3 minutes and 36 seconds long. You are listening, guys, to the English Defense League radio show. Check this one out.
Muslim convert possessed, shared Islamist terrorist material, by Victoria Friedman on April 7, 2021. Convicted terrorist Ibrahim Anderson has pleaded guilty to sharing extremist material and possessing Islamic State-related publications. The 44-year-old Muslim convert from Luton, Bedfordshire, pleaded guilty via video link from Wandsworth Prison to London's Old Bailey on Wednesday to several charges committed between the summer and autumn 2020. Anderson pleaded guilty to 4 charges of possessing material related to ISIS, 10 charges of disseminating terrorist publications, and 1 charge of breaching notification orders to tell authorities about an email address he used, according to the Evening Standard. The BBC had reported last year on the content of the material, which appeared to be violent films produced by Islamic State. Anderson was said to have used a fake name to create a Facebook account and posted 2 Islamic State videos, and sent a further 8 on the encrypted messenger app Telegram in July. Lawyer Patrick Hart claimed that in sharing the material, his client did not intend his act to encourage terrorism. Mr. Anderson will be remanded in custody until another hearing on April 30th. This is not the first time that the Muslim convert, known for his distinctive ginger beard, has been in front of a court for disseminating extremist material. In 2016, Anderson and 63-year-old Shah Jahan Khan, also from Luton, were found guilty of terrorism offenses, when in August 2014, they set up a stall on Oxford Street in London, handing out leaflets encouraging people to join Islamic State. The Times had reported it was the first time that legislation banning the promotion of a proscribed group had resulted in a conviction. Anderson was sentenced to 3 years imprisonment. Following his 2016 conviction, the Daily Mail reported images taken by Anderson of his three young children posing in front of an Islamist flag. In two separate photographs, his 8 and 6-year-old sons are seen holding swords, and in another, his toddler daughter is wearing a pink headscarf. Investigators had found the images in October 2014 and were shown to the trial jury. The newspaper added that Ibrahim Anderson, born Andrew Anderson, had converted to Islam in prison whilst serving 3 years in prison for robbing a petrol station in the late 1990s. According to a study published by the Henry Jackson Society last week, Islamist terrorist inmates are free to radicalize other prisoners because of an institutional failure to separate them, as a result of the collapse of the system to keep them segregated. Of the three separation centers established within British prisons since 2017, just one remains open, HMP Franklin in Durham. Counterterrorism research fellow at the think tank, Eilish O'Gara, said, according to the Telegraph, institutional failure to remove dangerous terrorist offenders from the general population has resulted in the emergence of hierarchical gangs across many of our high-security prison estates. Over the years, these Islamist hierarchies have facilitated the increased radicalization of both TACT and non-TACT offenders through manipulation, control and intimidation, she added. A report from January claimed that just 3% of Britain's jailed jihadists were being isolated to prevent them from radicalizing other inmates.
And welcome back to the English Fifth League Radio Show with your host, Jeff Spider Mitchell, and our guest, Kaiser Schupp of Kaiser's Castle. Kaiser, what do you think of that story, buddy?
Well, I'm not shocked. Look, it's just like Christian converts or Catholic converts or Jewish converts. They get very radical when they first do it. It's almost cultish. What I see that's more disturbing is the cult of woke, because you can see it in their eyes. All of us are Christian, I think, on this conversation. And you think about people that first found Christ, and they want to speak in tongues, they want to do this, they want to do that, and everybody looks at them like, what the hell are you doing? And then all of a sudden they realize, yeah, it's my beliefs, it's my feelings, and they come to it. But we have done a really good job in modernity since the 60s to tell people, stay away from the church. And once they did that, they had to replace it. And what did they do in this? And this started way before the 60s. It started with Frankfurt School. And this is so horrible. It is so horrible because I know how the anti-Semitism spread through the West. I do know. It was the Frankfurt School. And they were communists, Marxists. Except now what nobody sees is what we have now isn't a Marxist brand. It is a Maoist brand. And people say, well, Mao killed gays, Mao did this, Mao did that. Yeah, he did in the Long March, but he used them. They were useful idiots. But what you see is Stasi tactics. That's why I brought up earlier disintegration.
Right. And, Jeff, you know, how do you view that? Because let me just slip in here real quick and just say that if you look at our show page, our live show page at blogtalkradio.com here, you see this guy's picture. And he's as white as I am. Actually, I think I'm a little whiter than he is.
We've almost had everybody. All this calling us names and calling us racists and bigots because we're against the cult of death. And I call them, I don't care what they think about me. They can call me anything they like, but they are the cultures of death. They are satanic cult. They always have been and always will be. I'm not going to make excuses. Yeah, we know not every single one of them feel that way, but let's put it this way. A hell of a lot of them do, don't they, Kaiser and Dave? So that's the way that we've always known it, haven't we, Dave? And why should I call something like the cult of death anything different? You're defaming it, whatever. Well, it needs defaming. It needs to be put in a rubbish bin and kicked down the road somewhere, you know, with what's been going on across the world. And, you know, they've wanted to conquer us from hundreds of years ago. What, 1,000 years? They've always wanted to do. And if it wasn't for certain things that we did at the time, and we got called bad because we took them on and we kicked them back into touch, you know, we a lot of sacrifices were spent over it, but we continue. They're still our enemy. We'll always be our enemy. And I'm not making no apologies to anybody. They are the enemy. And they're the enemy within now.
Back no, I agree. I agree, brother. But I'm saying, sadly, we do not have the political will at this time.
No.
And it's here's the problem that I see. And it's from America. Honestly, the United States. There's no political will. We had political will when it was us, Roosevelt, who was a Marxist. Nobody will ever change my opinion of that. And fortunately, he had, why am I mind dumping his name? We had a statue that Trump put back in the Oval Office. Your guys is
Churchill,
Prime Minister, and
Churchill.
Yes, exactly, Churchill. Those two got along fine, and then after the war, they met, and they actually saw what Stalin was, and they knew the truth. And then there's a period in 05. Or not 05, 45 through probably 46-ish, 7-ish until the wall was built in Berlin. And luckily, I have institutional memory being over 50. I was in the U.S. Army, and I worked with Brits. You know, I worked at Checkpoint Charlie. I worked on a nuke site. I did this shit. And here's the problem. That's what pulled me out of my super... Listen to me. On one thing, I will tell you the truth. And Dave knows this, but you haven't heard it, and neither has your listeners. I was a very ardent leftist until I saw how many lies the left spin. And once I saw, because I saw at that time how the Green Party, quote unquote, was Marxist, you know, communist at that time. Once I saw that and their misinformation, and there were two movies made in America, honestly, that were very anti-nuclear war, trying to get us disarmed. And this is under Reagan, okay? That tells you how long ago I go back. And it makes me laugh now because I understood they were lying about a lot of things. Here's the problem that I see, even today. When Gorbachev left, when the Soviet Union collapsed, who was the head of the Green Party? Oh, let me remember. Oh, it's Gorbachev. You know, Mr. Splotch on his head. And somehow the punk rockers just left him alone. That was rife for fun, even from comedians, and they didn't touch him. They didn't touch him in the punk rock community, and then punk rock suddenly, oh, it disappeared. Except it didn't. We are the punk rock right now. That's why they're trying to limit speech, including in England, because England knows punk rock, and we are punk rock. We're speaking truth to power. They don't want that, brother.
Of course they don't. You're spot on there, Kaiser. I salute you for those comments there. I think Dave would as well. I was really nodding along with what you were saying. A big, big heads up for that, brother. Thank you.
Well, every time that somebody interviews John Lydon, for the very few who don't know, used to be Johnny Rotten of the Sex Pistols, he seems to make a lot of good common sense. He seems to be a man who now is for the people. And you're right, Kaiser, yeah, it's the kind of music that you hear from Alex and the Bandits and some other people like that that are bringing the truth out to the people of the world. And that's the sort of thing that they're the ones pushing back. And we need to support all of those who push back. Now, fellas, we have time, I think, for one more story here. And that's going to push us right, going to push the envelope. But this is an important one. Guys, this is from the United States. We covered this actually last summer when this occurred. Now, this happened, ironically, Kaiser, in Moscow, Idaho. There was a man who was arrested along with some other Christians for singing psalms in public unmasked. And as it turns out, the person that arrested this man, who happened to be running for mayor of Moscow, Idaho at the time, I believe, was his political opponent. They were the ones that had him arrested. Well, there is more that has come to that. And we got this, or I got this rather, off of the Steve Dace show. But that's another guy you should be listening to along with Ken McClinton, the exceptional conservative. This came from March the 30th, and it's well worth listening to because it shows, fellas, how we can push back. Jeff, is there anybody in the chat before I roll this?
Let's just have a look, Dave. Just bear with me, mate. No, it's quiet, Dave. But before you do,
right,
Dave, once again, I've got to thank Kaiser for joining us tonight. I've really, so far, I've enjoyed everything you said. Buddy, you're definitely on the same team as us with things you said tonight. First time I've heard you, I think you're great. I'd love to have you back and join us again for future shows. So there you go. You've got an open invitation. Anybody I like that, Dave, look, we want you back, brother. With that, Dave, let me pass it back to you.
All right. And obviously, you know, I appreciate Kaiser as well. You know, I've been on his show. He's been on mine. When I do his show, I put it up at the Unpleasant Blind Guy page at Spreaker.com. But we'll get into all that later. This is going to be the last item for the show, and then we'll close it out. The three of us will, after we comment on it. This is going to be 14 minutes and 25 seconds long, but it's well worth the listen. This is going to be Steve Dace interviewing the gentleman who was arrested in Moscow, Idaho. And this is the English Defense League radio show you guys are listening to now.
We have been saying for many moons now, this will all not end until we make it end, and not a moment sooner. This continues because we comply. Government by the consent of the governed is not only a creed mentioned in the Declaration of Independence, it's also an observation of history. You comply, that's what you get. Someone in our audience is tired of the complying. Gabe Wrench is here with us. He hosts a pretty cool show. I've had a chance to be a guest on a couple of times. Maybe you've seen it on the NRB Network, and he joins us here today on Blaze TV, radio, and podcast. Good to see you, brother. How are you?
Hey, Steve. Thanks for having me on, man. Today's your book's birthday, isn't it?
It is. It launches today, and it's off to a phenomenal start. So thank you very much. Tell our audience a little bit about you, first and foremost.
Yeah, first, I'm the host of Cross Politics TV show and podcast, just a Jesus is Lord over Politics podcast. I live in Idaho, Moscow, Idaho, which is kind of up in the chimney of northern Idaho. And I'm married to my wife, Annie, and got three wonderful kids on a little 10-acre ranch outside of Moscow. So that's a little bit about me.
So you check every Department of Homeland Security box. You check them all. You even showed up with the right beard. So here we go, right? Which bourbon is it tonight? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to just come totally go stereotype with you there, Gabe. But what? Tell us about Moscow, Idaho. I've been there. I was there as you guys' guest a couple of years ago. It's a pretty little community, all right? But it's an intriguing one with an interesting mix of people, right?
Yeah, so as most people know, Idaho is a conservative state, but there's actually two counties that overwhelmingly vote Democrat, and ours is one of them. And our county is Latah County, and it's particularly my city that's the problem, Moscow, Idaho. And it's liberal largely because we're a university town surrounded by farm fields, right? The university is what really makes our town liberal. And if you – so – you go up to northern Idaho, and we're like the only liberal county, and then we're surrounded by conservatives all over. So it's actually – this whole coronavirus thing has really kind of revealed a lot about my city. I mean, it's been – I knew it was liberal, but I didn't know it was this liberal.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of restrictions are you guys are being imposed on you right now?
Yeah, so as you know, it's all about following the science, right? On
exactly.
March 20th,
yes.
On March
yes.
20th, our mayor shut down the businesses in downtown before there was any cases of the coronavirus in our community. So the city council voted to shut down all the businesses in downtown on March 20th. New York shut their state down on March 11th. So only 9 days after did Idaho Moscow shut everything down. And he did this and went and was drinking beer and playing golf at Elks Lodge just about 2 miles outside of town and did that on an almost daily basis. And then on July 2nd, the council
put
in a mask.
So he shut you down, but then went to other towns and imbibed. That's
Not even another town. It was literally in the county of the city of Moscow.
Okay.
Where this Elks Lodge. So it was in Moscow, but it was in the county section of Moscow where he went and drank beer.
So lockdown for me, not for thee. Got you there. Okay. Yep.
Yeah. And he continued to keep his paycheck while my buddy in downtown had shut down his business, right? You know, the whole city council, the mayor, everybody did that. And then on July 2nd, they voted in a mask mandate requiring everyone to mask where they could not social distance. And then my church, the way we protest is we just go and sing hymns and sing psalms and as a protest. So we don't carry Molotov cocktails. We don't do any violence. We just sing psalms for 20 minutes and leave. So we started kind of doing these downtown psalm sings in protest of all this. And then on August 3rd or 4th, they voted to extend the mandate. And then on September 21st, they voted to extend the mandate to January 5th. Now on September 21st, there was hours of testimony saying, don't extend this mandate. It's not working. You know, cases have risen regardless of what people wearing masks or not. Don't extend it. They voted to extend it. So my church on September 23rd decided let's do another psalm sing. And so this time we went to City Hall. And when we're at City Hall, the mayor and the county and the city supervisor had city staff go and spray paint circles on the concrete 6 feet apart so you can objectively see that we weren't standing 6 feet apart. And so we go to – and keep in mind, like, at this point, cops had never cited anybody for it, never arrested anybody for it.
Did you guys juice boxes, too, along with the proper paste that you needed for the class project?
Yeah, we – coloring books, they handed that out as we were coming through. And so they had spray-painted these circles 6 feet apart. I show up. The cops had never enforced this for the three or four months that had been in play. So I was going there just to do a psalm sing, just like with – you know, so it was about 200 of us, 150, 200 of us. And I didn't think anything different was going to happen. The cops were there. I see the circle spray painted on the ground. At first, I didn't even know they were for us. And then I figured it out. I was like, oh, they want us to be 6 feet apart. We started singing psalms. The cops came up and approached my mom first, you know, because women are easier to approach than men. It's not as frightening, I guess, for the cops. And they asked my mom, are you with this man? And my mom said, this is my son. So apparently me and mom, you know, scientifically, me and mom are allowed to be standing next to each other. And then I put my arm around my friend, Tyler, and said, but this is my friend. And so the cop asked my driver's license. And I said, officer, you don't have to do this. And he said, please hand me your driver's license. I said, officer, your duty is to defend my First Amendment rights, not the mayor's unconstitutional edict.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, please give me your driver's license again. So we went through that, you know, four or five times. And he said, this is my last time. Please give me your driver's license. And I said, officer, you don't have to do this. And he proceeded to take – I was holding my hymn book. And he proceeded to take my hymn book away from me so he could handcuff me. You know, now keep in mind, like, I'm practicing my First Amendment rights. I'm practicing all of them. The right to worship, the right to petition, the right to gather, and the right to free speech.
Mm-hmm.
All of them. And he proceeded to arrest me because I wasn't wearing a mask or standing 6 feet apart from my friend Tyler. So as they take me to the county jail, and on the way to the county jail, it's only about 3 or 4 minutes, I knew I was going to have to pay bond or something silly. And so I just started preaching at the officer. I was like, this is wrong, you know it, and so forth. I get to the county jail. They check me in for about 3 hours. I'm in jail. Every cop, the officer that arrested me came up to me to explain the citation he gave me while I was in jail. And he cited me for breaking the city health order, you know, not social distancing and not wearing a mask.
Right.
And he said, but I'm not going to cite you for obstruction, you know, basically not handing over my driver's license. And I responded to him and I said, oh, thank you, Massa. So merciful. And he did not like that. But that was the odd thing in that moment is he thought he was being merciful.
Right.
When he should have been protecting my First Amendment rights. As they're releasing me from the county jail, across the hallway, there's two deputies in an office, not wearing a mask and not social distancing.
Of course.
I walk over there.
You mean like a president who was on camera last night demanding more mask mandates without wearing a mask? You mean like something like that, maybe? Something as obvious as that? Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, as obvious as that. Well, and also, I didn't even mention this, but our mayor was officiating a wedding back in September, the month I got arrested. No, not wearing a mask, not social distancing, officiating a wedding. And so I go and point out to the deputies, hey, they aren't wearing a mask, they aren't social distancing, you need to arrest them. This is what you guys are releasing me from jail right now for. And they just asked me to leave. They say, please leave, please leave, please leave. So I got a court date. I get a lawyer. Thomas More Society has been representing me through all this. They've been awesome. They've been fantastic.
And you guys have filed now a federal lawsuit saying, hey, essentially your health ordinances cannot override the Constitution of the United States.
Exactly. That's why this case is so important. It took them 4 months to dismiss my case. The judge finally dismissed my case on January 9th, Saturday afternoon, like at 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard a judge dismissing a case on Saturday afternoon. So it took them 4 months to dismiss my case, and there's also sorts of kind of silly shenanigans in between. And then you probably haven't heard about this, but my friend's sons got really – they were frustrated that I got arrested over this. Well, they printed up stickers called with a hammer and sickle, Moscow, with a hammer
nice.
And sickle. And
nice.
At the bottom is the tagline, enforced because we care. That enforced because we care tagline actually comes from the city marketing campaign to get everyone to wear a mask, enforced because we care. And they took that sticker and went and plastered it on all friendly businesses in downtown, but they also hit a couple city streetlight poles. Well, apparently that's a violation. That's a code violation. But they put the sticker on these city poles where all these other stickers were. And they got cited, handcuffed, you know, not arrested but detained, released.
What if they had posted BLM? Would any of those things have happened?
Oh. All those stickers were there.
So it sounds like you might have a 14th Amendment unequal protection clause violation there.
In like the 70 years of this little city sticker code, it's never been enforced. Zero, never been enforced. But they're mad because they lost my case, so now they're going after my friends. And so that's why I filed the federal lawsuit, is because one of the principles that Christians need to learn is not just the art of pushing back, but the art of pursuing. You can't just push back, but you got to pursue. And so that's kind of what my federal lawsuit is doing. The mayor, the city council, the city supervisor, no one has called and asked and apologized for violating my First Amendment rights. No one. So my only way to address my grievances is to go to the federal courts.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I'm doing. I filed a lawsuit last week to go to the federal courts to get my grievances addressed because I got no objective judge in town. I got no prosecutor backing me. I can't go to my police chief. I can't go to my city council. I can't go to my city supervisor. No one's going to get my back in all this. So I got to fight for our First Amendment rights here in town, despite my mayor's, you know, tyrannical edicts.
So, Dave, we got about 2-3 minutes here. What I'm fascinated by, because you're not like me, you're not just an activist or not just a host, but also an activist. You do both sides of the equation where you live there, similar to how I operate. So take away the fact this is your story. Now you're just a guy hosting a show that comments on culture and politics. Why haven't there been 80 of these lawsuits in the last year? Why haven't we been flooding the zone with these sorts of lawsuits?
And that's a really good question. And I think part of the answer to that is Americans have gotten fat and sassy and a little lazy, and we've forgotten how to exercise certain civic muscles. You know, so one of the civic muscles that we don't exercise very well anymore is kind of the muscle of courage,
mm-hmm.
kind of standing up to our city council, standing up to our mayor. And it's not fun. I don't want to be at odds with my police chief. I don't want to be at odds with my mayor of this local town of, you know, 15,000 people. It's not fun.
They're perfectly fine being at odds with you? What happens then?
They're totally fine at being odds with us. They've released public statements about being odds with people in my community. Mm-hmm. So So I think the muscle of courage is one thing. And also just the muscle of just, you know, caring about being involved in civic engagement. We tend to the conservative problem is we want to raise our kids, we want to work hard, and we want the government to leave us alone.
Mm-hmm.
And so that muscle of also just kind of engaging and figuring out where to push back. I was talking to my pastor about this, and I said, where do we start to push back? You know, where should other towns, where should other communities start to push back? And my pastor, Pastor Wilson, just said, you know, make a list, and then kind of pick the most juiciest one and start pushing back. And I think that's helpful advice. You know, this is not complicated rocket science. I mean, one of the things that this kind of lawsuit does is it will create First Amendment space in our town. Because now the next time the cops go to do something like this, they're going to think twice, because the chief of police is on this lawsuit. The city supervisor is on this lawsuit. They're personally on this lawsuit. And so next time this happens, well, they're going to think twice. I better be careful about, you know, maybe overstepping someone's constitutional rights because I got in trouble last time.
Gabe, tell our audience, how can they follow what is going on with this case, and check out you guys' show if they'd like to do that.
Yeah, thank you. Crosspolitic.com is our website. Crosspolitic, G's over politics.com is our website. And you can follow me really on Twitter and Gab at gmwrench.com. That's Twitter and Gab at gmwrench.com. And I'll keep everybody up to date on the lawsuit. And I can't wait to see you, Steve, in South Dakota at our rally April 29th through May 1st.
That's right. You know what? Forgive me. I got a bit going on today. I totally forgot about that. Give the website out for that if people want to attend that event coming up about a month.
And there you go, guys. Welcome back to the English Fence League Radio Show with your host, Jeff Spider Mitchell, and our guest, Kaiser Schuff of Kaiser's Castle. Kaiser, your view. So can we fight City Hall, brother?
Yeah, but you have to do it locally. Here's the thing. This is what we have to do. Carry it on locally. Everybody wants to do it nationally. But local is where we have to make the change. We have to get district attorneys. We have to do everything. Mayors, everything. And even governors. We have to do this, because without this, we're going to fail. That's a fact. And honestly, I don't know how England's, as much as I have English brothers, I don't know how their system works, but you guys got to do the same. And you need to energize your people, because expect fraud from now on. They did it in the U.S. They're going to do this worldwide in the West. And of course they blamed Russia. Russia had nothing to do with it. So that's my two cents.
All right, Jeff.
Well, I couldn't agree more what our guest was saying. He was spot on with everything. So I've been very pleased with Kaiser being on the show this tonight. I hope you've enjoyed the show as much as I've enjoyed you being here with Dave. So hopefully we'll have you on in the future. But my comments was, you know, how's things going across this country? We are resisting. No doubt about it. We're resisting. It's very difficult. We've got all odds against us. But you know what? Our numbers are growing stronger and stronger. We will not give in. We will not give up. And we will never surrender. And there will come a time when the situation, we will improve it and we will prevail. I'm a born optimist and I've always been the same. And I don't know how many years have gone by, but I still am an optimist and I do believe that the time will come when the people of our nations together will once again be the great might what we always have been and all what we expect to be. Because we're always going to have dark times, aren't we, Kaiser? Don't we, Dave? We live in dark times. We see the way that the election was stole from President Trump. We saw that. I think we all knew that they were going to do it, no matter what was said and done, and how they come trying to cover up their tracks. There's too many big tracks out there. We know exactly what they've done, and it's no different in the United Kingdom. They've been trying to cover things up, what's been going on, for many generations. But there's some of us who can see right through it, and we're the truth tellers and truth speakers we will be. But once again, Dave, this has been a really an interesting show tonight, and I hope all of our listeners, our great, awesome listeners out there, our global patriots out there, their freedom fighters across the world, has listened to this this episode of the English Defence League radio show tonight. With that, let me pass it back to you, Dave. But it's been a fantastic night tonight. Back to you, Dave. Thank you, mate, for everything.
Dave and Jeff, can I say something real quick? Listen, when everybody's calling you a Nazi, you're not a Nazi. They call everybody a Nazi now. And that's what's so horrible about this, because we know what a Nazi is. And it's not you, it's not Dave, it's not me. We've all been called this. Who gives a fuck? Fuck them.
You're a man after my own heart, Kaiser. exactly. Brother, you know, we are in the same, we read off the same page, we are together. We're brothers from one nation to another, and we always will be, the same as my dear friend Dave. But thank you for those words. I've got to laugh because you sound like me there, Kaiser, that's what I'm saying. It's been a pleasure tonight. Dave, back to you, brother.
Yeah, like the old rap song says, you know, funk that. That's the PG version of it. Yeah, and I have to, you know, giving proper credit here for that audio. The Steve Day Show comes on Monday through Friday on the Blaze. You guys can go to the Blaze website and check it out and find out when his show comes on. And the book he was talking about, we're kind of closing the circle here, is called Fauci and Bargain. And that thing blew up to number one. It shows, it illustrates all of the lies that we've been told here in the States for over a year. And I guarantee it's a good read for people in other countries, too. It's available at Amazon, and it's also available on Audible. And there, I'm working right now on ways where we can put maybe a little bit 15-minute segments or so of it on this show, just, you know, 15 minutes of it for each program, because Dace, like Kaiser, like Jeff, like myself, is a truth teller. And you know, we wanted to give proper credit for that audio. And guys, if you're prepared, you know, it's time for our finals. Kaiser, please tell everybody where they can get hold of you, where they can listen to your stuff, and all sorts of things like that there, brother. And, man, we do appreciate you being on here tonight. Go for it.
It's no worries. It's on YouTube. It's all always everything is Sword Point Nine, SWORDPOINT, the numeral 9. And it's at YouTube. It's, and I have diversified for a long time because I saw what was coming. I'm on BitChute. I'm on Gab, Facebook, whatever you want to look at. If it says Sword Point 9, look for the Union label. That's me. And there's a reason for that, but we'll talk about it another time. Much love.
Much love and God bless, brother. God bless you and God bless your wonderful family, man. This, by the way, listeners, is a man who has served his country and is now serving the rest of the wider world. And I'll do my own finals here. Please check out the Unpleasant Blind Guy page at Spreaker.com. My normal show times on there are 1 p.m. Monday through Friday, and that's Eastern in the United States, and that is 6 p.m. in the U.K., and also on Saturday at midnight Eastern in the United States, and that's 5 a.m. Saturday in the U.K., and I'm also on regularly on Thursdays after about 2 a.m. in the U.K. Fridays, but Thursdays at just after 10 p.m. Eastern on The Exceptional Conservative Show. That's on TECNTV.com. And The Exceptional Conservative Show starts at 9 p.m. Eastern in the United States. And that it starts at 2 a.m. on Friday in the U.K. All right, guys. So, you know, for all you Nighthawks out there, you know, it's good stuff. And I go on and I do a segment with him on Thursdays, and it's really good. I generally share it with Jeff. And I'm also, look for me on social media as well, all right? I'm available. I'm Dave Milner, M-I-L-N-E-R, or Agedor, A-G-G-E-D-O-R, on CloudHub, MAGABook, MeWe, Minds, Mumblet. I'm kind of holding on Parler until they get their login stuff together, but I'll be back on there pretty soon, I'm sure. Spreely, USA Life, and I'm always Agedor on Gab. I want to say to the foot soldiers, angels, all the freedom fighters and truth tellers out there, keep on doing what you do because we're lifting you up in prayer. You lift us up in prayer. As long as you resist, they don't win. So be prosperous, be blessed, and no surrender ever. Jeff, take us home, my brother.
Thank you, Dave, and of course, thank you, Kaiser, for the great show this evening and all our great listeners out there, but especially to you, Dave, for the great slides and the script for this evening. And yeah, you can find me on different places. I'm Nighthawk if you check me out on most of the stuff that Dave says, MeWe, all the other ones, so many I get confused with them all, but I'm mostly Nighthawk. If you come across Nighthawk 777, that's me, guys, okay, just to give you an heads up there. And, of course, that's Gab as well. So, anyway, I want to play us out tonight with a friend of ours. He's a great guy. This is Dave. I don't think we did this early, did we? March of the Resistance. That's not the one we did earlier, was it? Not March of the Resistance, was it?
No, we did a revolution earlier, so yeah, go for it, brother.
Okay, so Kaiser and Dave, we're going to play the March of Resistance, because we are resisting, aren't we, Dave? We continue to resist, and that was probably the last thing you said, we got to resist. So we will play this, the March of Resistance, from our dear friend, Alex Clausen, from Alex and the Bandits, and then I'll just say goodnight to everybody at the final end of this. So with that, take it away, Alex, and the boys. Go on it.
Well, love you guys.
Germany and 36, boiling pit, no justice, I'm a renegade. Fascist state, controlled by fate, reputation while they masturbate, over the film starring Bill Gates. To give the men a finger, and tell them for the trigger, the nation for the killer.
Resistance by Alex and the band. Just a bit of an heads up there, guys. You might listen to that and say, wow, it sounds a lot of... Alex does that all himself. Just to let you know, he double tracks, he triple tracks, and it sounds like his other program. He does that all himself. Respect. That's what he called a great musician and a great friend of ours. But Dave and Kaiser, I've enjoyed the show so much tonight, guys. I wasn't feeling too good, but as I said to you, Dave, once I do the show, I'll switch on and I feel great. And the great people like Kaiser and yourself, I've probably enjoyed the show. So, did you just want to say anything? We've got a few minutes left. Did you want to say anything before I'll say goodnight to our great listeners out there? Anything, Dave or Kaiser?
Well, love you guys. I'll stay here. I love talking with Dave anyways because he's a great guy. You guys actually are getting this, and I'm shocked that it's actually being able to be put into the UK. I mean that. I hope I didn't get you in trouble because I know how their bullshit is.
Don't worry about it. We're classed as dangerous anyway. We'll keep doing what we do, Kaiser, and you've not brought us no trouble at all, brother. Don't worry. and you come back any time. But, Dave, thanks again, Kaiser, once again. God bless you, brother, for all what you do as well. And thank you for your service for your country as well. God bless you. With that, Dave, let me pass it back to you, and then I'll just say goodnight to thee. Our listeners, go ahead, Dave.
All right. Well, Kaiser, don't worry about it. The way that Jeff's able to get away with this is that the show comes out of New York, so that's how he's able to do it. You know, but no, it's fine. You didn't get us in trouble. We appreciated you being here, and you know, once again, to yourself and to your family, and you know, Jeff, to you and your family, and everyone, guys. You know, all the listeners. God bless you, and that's all I got. We'll see you next week.
We certainly will, Dave, and thank you, Dave, and of course, Kaiser. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Kaiser, what's it, Dave? I'm almost terrible with second name. I know he's Kaiser. What's his second name, Kaiser?
Kaiser Schuff of Kaiser's Castle,
yeah.
4.9.
Yeah,
my
apologies, Kaiser. I'm terrible with surnames and all that, but thank you, and yourself, Dave. But I'd say we'll be back next week. Hopefully we'll have Alex join us from Alex and the Bandits. His internet will be back, and we'll have another great show. And if you want to join us at all, any time, Kaiser, you are welcome, brother. So with that, this is the English Defence League radio show signing off for tonight. And we'll see you again next Sunday. Take care, stay safe, and not forgetting, no surrender ever. Good night. God bless. Cheers, guys.